The Osgood File, sponsored by Barbasol. America, you're looking good. You're shaving with close, comfortable Barbasol shaving cream, now in containers with new rust-proof aluminum bottoms. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. They're called hoverboards, although they don't actually hover at all. They're basically Segways without the stick, but they are the cool gift. Even I want one. But they're becoming the latest recreational hazard. Just go to YouTube and type in hoverboard fail.
Oh my God. He got it. Lean forward. Lean
forward. Ouch. More after this from Charlie. I fully expect that those wheeled hoverboards will eventually become an Olympic sport. But right now, as CBS's Michelle Miller reports, there's a learning curve.
Concerns are growing over ride-related injuries, from falling off at high speeds to the board itself allegedly exploding in flames.
It was like a firework, like you just lit a firework. I seen sparks just flying, and before I could yell, the house is on fire, it just poofed into flames.
Yikes. You expect you're going to fall. You don't expect the thing's going to burn your house down. But let's not forget, laptop batteries also went through their explosive phase too, and we seem to have survived that. And in this case, the problem seems to be that for some manufacturers of hoverboards, safety is not job one. Michelle talked with Real One Hassan, who sells the higher-end hoverboards and has seen the cheap ones that people sometimes bring in.
They brought a board on touch that stopped working and also broke in half. Basically, they had duct tape on the wiring. Wiring was loose. Screws was missing. It was just terrible quality.
But the hoverboards are an unregulated product, according to Sean Kane with the Safety Institute.
What are the standards? What is the testing that's being done? And the answer is nobody knows because there aren't any requirements.
Another reminder of why we seem to end up with so many government regulations, because of what always happens without them.
It just poof into flames.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.